Before we sing, I'd like to draw your attention to a few words from John's Gospel. And I'd like to ask a question which, God willing, we'll consider to have been answered. John chapter 19 and 23 reads, and we have read this already, I think, from Matthew. So the Lord Jesus is upon the cross, and we're told in that 23rd verse of the 19th chapter of John's Gospel, "Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said therefore among themselves, 'Let us not rend it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be.' That the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, 'They parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots.' These things therefore the soldiers did." Briefly, I'd like us to consider, why did the soldiers desire his clothing? And we can answer that from a number of different perspectives. There would be the historical reason, which they would give. I don't think they desired his clothing that they might fulfill the prophecy, but they still fulfilled it. So the first reason, which I think is historical, is that his clothing would be considered plunder. It was one of the perks of the job. They lived in a time unlike our own, in which clothing was rather more expensive, all handmade, all natural materials, not a factory in sight. And so even the clothing of a relatively poor Jewish man would have been worth a Roman legionary's attention. That would be the first reason. I doubt the individual who won it would want to wear it, but he'd certainly have popped down to the market that day and sought offers. The second reason, again from the soldier's perspective, would be it was something of a trophy. Jesus in his own day was relatively famous, not so famous as he is today. For an ordinary soldier to have some of his clothing would have been quite an interesting curio to possess for a period of time. It might also perhaps have proven to him the might of Rome. This is what happened when a man claimed to be king of the Jews. He doesn't need that clothing anymore. Of course, we know from John's own words that it was a fulfillment of prophecy. Psalm 22 is a messianic psalm written by the psalmist, inspired by the Holy Ghost, anticipating God the Son, his time upon the cross, and that incredible payment he would make. And there, as John quotes, David, under the inspiration of the Spirit, foresaw the day when even the clothing of God's Messiah would be taken from him. There are other, I think, theological or what we might call gospel reasons for it. It might be they did that with most people who died upon the cross. There were two thieves or bandits with him as well. It might be that their clothes were also taken off them. And yet we know from the Gospels that the Lord Jesus wore a seamless garment that might have made it more expensive. It might have made it more unusual. Certainly, I think the soldiers thought, it would have been a shame to rip it and tear it. Some wonder at that detail and think of the garment of the high priest as described in Exodus chapter 28, again, a seamless garment. We Christians believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is our great high priest. That's why we don't have a human priesthood anymore. In one respect, We are all priests because we are part of the priesthood of all believers. And yet the Lord Jesus is our great high priest, representing us to God the Father. He is our advocate. He is our spokesman. He is our defender in the heavenly courts. We go to the Father through him and only through him, being our great high priest. And yet here, he is divested of that garment. If the garment was indicative of his high priesthood, why did God's providence decree it be removed? Because here is a great high priest who is also the sacrificial victim. Throughout the history of Israel, priests would come and sacrifices be offered, but they would never offer themselves. Here is a great high priest who brings people to God, not through a dove, a lamb, or a bull, but by his own broken and bleeding body. It also, of course, behoves us to go back to the book of Genesis, which our first reading achieved. One of the immediate consequences of Adam and Eve's rebellion against God, they became aware of their nakedness. Their action had caused them to experience shame, acute embarrassment. They felt exposed. So they made for themselves, in chapter 3, verse 7, coverings of fig leaves. And that's what people outside of God's will attempt to do. That's what every false religion offers. A cheap and gaudy covering of fig leaves. But fig leaves aren't enough. In that same chapter in verse 21, we're told that the Lord, despite, I think, his anger and disappointment at that rebellion, graciously provided them coverings of skin. Some people see in that yet again another hint or anticipation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Animals died that Adam and Eve's sin might be covered, that their shame may not be quite so exposed. Their own attempt was a failure, just as our attempts are a failure. If you know you've broken God's law, if you know you have fallen short of God's glory, no amount of effort or hard work or trying your best will be sufficient. You might even find a way of switching off a guilty conscience, but it won't be enough. The Lord Jesus, the second Adam, finds himself attached to a cruel wooden cross, naked, exposed, shamed, ridiculed, derided, that we, the worthless and guilty sons and daughters of Adam, might have our sins covered forever. And the final reason, I'll read from Isaiah the prophet. in the 61st chapter of his prophecy. Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 10. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. It's curious, is it not, that the soldiers took the clothing of the Lord. Perhaps they wore it, perhaps they didn't. And yet, not many hours before, he had worn their clothing. They had put upon him a scarlet robe. But his garments, they took for themselves. Here Isaiah is rejoicing in the Lord his God. Why? Because he has clothed him with garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. And that is what the gospel does. Your shame, your iniquity, your guilt was given to the Lord Jesus upon that cross, and his righteousness and his purity and his beauty he gives to us. What an exchange. The technical term is justification. My sin is swapped for his righteousness. And even before I was born, he wore my sin. He hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. The soldiers that day taking his clothing, it wasn't just a token of their plunder or a petty triumph and trophy hunting. There is here a wonderful picture of what the Lord achieved at Calvary. Amen.